There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today on a very hot July day. And Adam, I'm just going to be very honest here that I'm starting to think we should do the show from like a boat or something.
Ooh, I could definitely be down with doing this from a boat. Not a fishing boat, mind you. I don't fish. I'm horrible at it. I can catch seaweed. But yeah, being on a boat would be awesome for this.
I was thinking about it, and knowing the budget of AM 950, it would be a rowboat.
It would be, but as you can see from our viewing audience, we have upgraded the Batcave, if you will. We now have plants, and we have lights. Yeah. And in reality, sitting back here, I was trying to soak it in, if you will. And all I feel like is I need a cup of coffee and a cigarette, and Yul Houser needs to be sitting over here and telling me how amazing it is. But it has that ambiance of an old PBS set down conversation show.
Like your Charlie Rose.
Yeah, exactly.
Or yes, and it'd be like, and today on Adam at 3, we are going to be talking about the, you know, just that sort of like very calm.
Very calm, which, very relaxing.
And which isn't your voice. I'm not going to, not a rip. But
not at all.
But an observation.
But I did figure out a way we can tie it into your show.
Now, taking it out and burning it or what?
No. Okay. Over here, we have one of the Himalayan salt lamps.
Yes, indeed.
And in the Himalayas, Yeti is supposed to live in the Himalayas. In fact, in the Kingdom of Bhutan, they have an entire Yeti preserve leading up to the Himalayan mountains. So that could have been touched by Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's foot.
Yeah. Apostrophe S, and then, yeah.
Yeah, no, Bigfoot's foot. I like it.
So there, I figured out a way to tie it in.
No, and I appreciate it. It is... it is a lot. And for those who wonder what we're talking about, we're streaming live right now on AM 950 Radio on Facebook. You can see Adam in the studio as I'm running the board today. Basically what we're looking at here is the Sunday Sunshine people have kind of given the studio an overhaul with a plant, a couple plants, a tree plant, a lamp, a nightlight, it looks like, from what I could see.
Yeah, there is a nightlight down here as well.
And, you know, people – and this isn't a rip. It's just a fact that if you are someone who shoots a video or something, you don't put a light next to white because that's a bounce. So it kind of comes at you in a very serious sort of way. But that being said – you know, you still have the TV behind you that's never worked.
Yes, but we've taken the artwork down from the TV.
I saw that. I just noticed that. I'm like, okay. So I'm not sure what, you know, I don't know what the plan is, Adam. I'm not here to say what the plan is. Not for me to say what the plan for AM 950 is.
I only work here part-time, so I have no clue what the plan is for this either.
And, folks, I really do have to say thank you to Adam for coming in today. We're technically closed today, but I wanted to work on – you know, continue putting my hours on the board. And Adam just was very kind to say that he would do so for me. So I just wanted to thank you for that, Adam.
Well, as I've told you many times, I absolutely love this show and your podcast. I'm a big fan of it. So yeah. I'm more than happy to get you setting on your way to five nights a week.
Five nights a week. Ghost Box Radio starts July 10th. Literally a week from tomorrow, we move five nights a week. And someone's going to be joining me a couple of those nights a week, aren't you?
I will be. I will be joining you. Looks like Thursdays and Fridays you'll be graced with my presence.
I mean, when I said it to Brett originally, it was a joke, and he actually took it seriously, so now you're with me. But
we're that close to – we're that much closer to being the Wonder Twins. Now we just need the matching rings.
Right, exactly. No, that's it's perfect. It's very good. So what we're going to be talking about today – and I whatever you want to say, Adam, as well as we're getting into our holiday week here. I just got back from a week of traveling through Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, going to different haunted locations. And one of the things I wanted to kind of talk about today was that that people are really into going to these, like, destination locations for paranormal. They see them on the TV shows. They're really excited about going to a place that they saw on a TV show. They also want to get scared. That's the one thing that they want to do. They want to get scared at these locations, but they don't understand what scared means. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about the trip I took. If the folks that came with me are listening, please know that some of the stuff I'm going to bring up is not about you. There's going to be general talk about how people pick these locations. There is absolutely no disrespect intended, but it did make me think about it because the folks I was with, and I don't think this is too hurtful to say to anyone, they got scared Monday night. We were at Beatty Mansion, and they got scared there because there is something not great there. So what I want to do before I get too much into it, I'd like to invite all the listeners to join into the conversation. You can do so. I'm not taking calls today, but you can send us. You can go on to one of the Facebook pages that we're on, and you can leave a comment there and check it out. We're mainly going to be looking at any sort of comments on the AM 950 radio page today because that's really the only one I have access to. So please leave a comment. Let us know if you've gone to any location and that you wanted to get scared or something went astray at one of these locations. And there's no harm in it. It happened to me, Adam, it happened to me many years ago when I went to Villisca the first time.
And I think what a lot of people also, when they want to go out paranormal investigating, you're right, they want to recreate what happens from these shows. Mm-hmm. However, you're dealing with people without bodies. They're not there to perform for you. If you go in for an investigation, technically you're disrupting where they live.
Yep.
So I really wish a lot of folks would keep that in mind because believe me, the one place I really want to investigate, yes, I saw it on TV. And I know something weird can happen there, and that's Eastern State Penitentiary. That, to me, there is so much going on there. I want to experience it. I don't want to go in there and get scared.
No.
I want to go in and communicate, and because, pardon the pun, it's unliving history when you go into any place, whether it's Bill's house down the street that might happen to be haunted, or it's, you know, the Axe Murder House, or it is an Eastern State Penitentiary, or wherever. Yep. It's, you get a chance to witness history in a odd, peculiar way from those who experienced it, but they just don't have the bodies. But hopefully, with the right equipment, you can get their voice and experience a moment of that history, a moment of time.
I would agree. I would say that anyone can go anywhere they want. You know, you should experience. But if you're going into it and thinking that you're going to get scared, and you think scared is the same as like the Haunted Mansion at Walt Disney World, like, ooh, I got scared. Ooh, it was great. And then you can walk away from it and drive home. That's not going to happen.
No.
You have to respect the spirits there. I'm not saying if it's dark, you respect darkness, but I'm saying you have to be aware of everything that's going on in these places, that dangerous things can happen to you.
Mm-hmm. No matter what your intentions are, you could go in there with the greatest intentions in the world, bad things can still happen.
Absolutely. And that's something that is really something very, very apparent, I think. And I don't think people who haven't gone to these places before really understand what that is, you know, what that looks like. And that's what I do want to talk about over the course of this program. And it's not meant to be a way to kind of have a go at anybody or anything like that, but it's really just kind of like you got to think about it. And there's, you know, there's seasoned paranormal investigators out there who are doing stuff that people are watching their YouTube and stuff, and you just have to be careful with all of that. I mean, that's just really what it comes down to. And I kind of just have a bug in my ear today saying this is what we need to talk about, and this is, you know, where we need to go with it. So why don't we do this, Adam? Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the real dangers of some of the places that I've been, and you have to be very careful too. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you for joining me on this extraordinarily warm July afternoon as we're getting close to the 4th of July weekend. Adam, I can't help but notice you shut off the lights in there. Oops, there you go.
Yeah, but the important one needs to come on.
Yeah, well, and we're working on that. Don't worry about what I'm doing in here.
It's more about the dimmer lights because it feels a little bit more as at home with the dimmer lights other than the white on whiteboard with another white light just blinding everything.
Was it burning out your retina?
It really was, to be honest with you. I poke fun at you for the way the actual studio's lit up. But no, I
you get it?
I get it now. Yeah. I totally get it.
Yeah. Well, glad that you finally on board with something so simple, my friend. But no, I'm just kidding. So here we are. First of all, I just have to say, on my drive in today, I had Smashing Pumpkins on in the car. It just came on SiriusXM. Mm-hmm. It was 1979, and I love the song and stuff. And it actually brought me back to a memory of when I was living at home, probably 1998 or so. My dad was looking through the newspaper, and he's just like, "Oh wow, Smashing Pumpkins is going to be at the Hennepin Block Party this weekend." My dad, who listens to music from the 50s, had listened to music from the 50s,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, "You like the Smashing Pumpkins?" They're like, "Yeah, I'd really like to see that." And I'm like, "The band Smashing Pumpkins?" And he's like, "Oh, it's a band? I thought they're just Smashing Pumpkins."
So your dad, so this is 98, your dad was ahead of his time. He was wanting to do the Pumpkin Chuckin' TV show.
Or that, or he thought he was what's the name of that comedian that did the watermelon?
Oh, Gallagher.
Gallagher, yes. Or he thought it was Gallagher. And then after he found out it was a band, he's like, "No, I don't want to see that." So
why did you say something? You could have had your father pay for tickets to go see Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, and I think it was their farewell.
Yeah.
Anyway, at that point.
98, yeah, because Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness came out in like 96. And then they were calling it a career 2 years later.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was kind of like their, "We're not going to do this anymore," when, you know, we're at the height of our popularity and we're done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I was just like, okay. But I couldn't have gone on any further with the charade because I was just so in shock. It never occurred to me that he actually wanted to see Pumpkins getting smashed.
Yeah. But then again, both are appealing. Both the band and actual pumpkin smashing. That would be kind of neat.
He has a destructive streak in him is what I'm thinking, but I don't know. So we're back. We're talking a little bit about some of the locations that you got to be careful at. Yeah, I mean, really, you got to be careful anywhere you go, anytime you do a paranormal investigation. But you have to be careful when you're going to the ones you see on the show, and if they're being portrayed as dark or whatever. And if that's the reason why you want to go out there, I mean, that's totally up to you. You be you. Don't worry about what I think. But all I'm saying is if you're bringing people with, you got to be careful about the whole group.
And you got to think going in there with that attitude of, "I just want to see the evilest, darkest, most, you know, demonic, if you will, thing." You're going to bring that energy in there with you. And if they're by some chance, and those chances, ladies and gentlemen, are actually quite slim, that there is something demonic, inhuman in a place, you are just going to manifest that yourself and have a lot more issues to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, and there's stuff that it's tough, too, because I think there's going to be stuff there that might be dark that isn't demonic, but
right.
Has existed for a while, and I think that's what we may have run into at Beatty on Monday.
Well, you think about how long that land was used prior to anybody putting any sort of structure there.
Yeah.
And it could be anything. It could be an elemental. It could be, you know, built on top of a gravesite from hundreds and hundreds of years prior that was never documented to begin with.
Yeah.
Could have just a lot of angry, angry issues going on about it. Or maybe you just caught him on a bad night.
Well, it would have been a pretty bad night.
yeah, what you were telling me, that would have been a horrible night. Forget that one. I'm just talking. I'm just generalizing with a lot of, you know, other people who have gone into buildings and been like, there's something dark here. And no, you just got somebody on the bad day.
Well, and we didn't go in there looking for that. And I think that's a great kind of a differentiation of whether or not, you know, how what your intention is. Because if you're not going in there looking for something dark and something dark starts coming after you, opposed to going in there and being like, you know, come and get me.
You know, 1,000% agree, yes.
And it's – and I think what I saw this week, and the folks who went with me can correct me if they want, but what I saw this week was the realization of what can really happen at these locations, of where you're in these locations and you suddenly have a fear for your safety in them.
And I think a lot of folks take that for granted, especially, I mean, how long have you been doing this?
About 14 years of going on 15.
And this was probably the, what, scariest moment you have had?
Oh, no. You know, that's the thing, though. None of it bothered me, but I was seeing them react to it.
So in their reaction, it's probably in their top 10 then of scariest moments.
Probably number one.
Because, that bad?
Because they weren't prepared for it, you know, and that was my role. Suddenly, when you go and you're doing, you're a team, even though you don't know each other, you're not official paranormal team, mm-hmm. but you're going in there together. You are now a team. And what happens is that as someone who's had some more experience, I just take the role of the person who needs to help everybody. You know, I take on the role of like telling people we can't do this, we can't do that, and they were buying into it. They weren't upset about it. They were you know upset. But I mean, none of the stuff there was scary to me. I mean, scary. I can tell you, scary. This was more like, yeah, this is something we got to be careful of, but we can be careful of it. You know, that's the difference.
And. Okay, so get into a little bit more. We got a few minutes here before break. Why don't we
– Look at you. Are you the host now?
No, but I can actually see a clock and face you for once instead of having to look over to my right.
Next week on the Adam Ghostbox radio show.
No, but – okay, so this is on the low end for you, 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
Probably number one for them.
Yeah.
Could you feel it coming?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
I mean, you particularly, you could feel like, okay, these guys are about to get more than they bargained for, or did that kind of come out and shock you a little bit?
No, what happened is you walk into, I mean, first of all, when they said, we're going to go to Beatty Mansion in St. Joseph, Missouri, I knew that that place is going to have some stuff going on there. So then you start to kind of figure out what you need to do. What happens is we had somebody who did the Estes session on Spirit Box, and what that is, for those who don't know, you have a Spirit Box, but only person who could hear it is the one operating it. They have headphones on. They have a blindfold on. So they're just telling us what they're hearing, and we're asking questions. They can't hear us ask the questions. We can't hear the Spirit Box on their end. So the hope is that the questions line up with the answers. And – you know, I don't like that method. I don't really like it at all because it opens up for all sorts of problems. But I was with somebody who I trust implicitly. So when what's coming through, I believe. But, you know, right then and there, I think he got a little bit too much into it. You know, when you start losing control of knowing where you're at any point during an investigation, that's a problem. You should always know what you're doing. Don't, even if you have these great energetic like abilities, don't lose yourself in one of these investigations.
And with the Estes too, most of the time it's used with soundproofing headphones, so they can't hear anything going on from the outside. It's not like your regular run-of-the-mill headphones, like if you're watching, like Greg or I would have on. No, these are headphones like a lot of the game players will use, your gamers. So it's actually pretty hard for someone to hear what's going on to kind of manipulate those sessions. That's why you do it, like with Greg said, someone you trust, you're going to be getting correct feedback from when you're actually doing an investigation.
And he was kind of what's the right word? Not under a spell, because that's not the case, but he was he certainly transported himself. He was not there, so to speak. He was somewhere else. And I've had someone who's been guesting the show, and she's just like, yeah, I go into a trance when I do the Estes, and sometimes it's hard to get me out of it. And I'm sorry, and I everyone to each their own. I think that is absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Because you're immersing yourself in an area that you really don't know, because no sight, no sound other than what's coming through your head, that could lead to some scary situations.
Absolutely. And you're also losing control of your body as well. Why don't we do this? Let's take another break. We'll talk more about this. An interesting conversation today. We're going to talk more about dark locations and everything else. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. So we have a number of things coming up very soon here, and what we're talking about here is events and whatnot, and really excited. It's going to get very busy, especially as we get closer to October. But one I want to really let everyone know about that's going to happen this coming week, July 5th, over at Billy's, we're going to be doing Ghost Stories and Beyond. And I know a lot of you are probably out of town, but those who can make it, it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be, like I said, July 5th at 6:30 p.m., at Billy's in Anoka, as we do every month. We're going to be talking about patriotic ghost stories. For example, I'm going to be talking about some of the stuff I encountered when I was in Gettysburg. Char is going to be talking about a number of things, and I'm not going to say what because I'm not sure exactly what she's talking about. I don't want to misspeak for her, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And as always, it's $10 to get in. That does not cover the cost of food and drink, which is amazing over at Billy's. Don't forget, Wednesday nights at Billy's is half-price burgers, so you can get a very inexpensive meal, talk about ghosts, get out of the heat, I think. That will be kind of nice, too. And, you know, just have a good time. Once again, that's over at Billy's in Anoka. That's July 5th at 6:30 p.m. Come on out. Say hi to us and join in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also coming up, and this is going to be actually the week after, July 14th, we're going to be doing another paranormal evidence presentation over at the Grant House in Rush City, Minnesota. That's going to be July 14th at 6:30 p.m. We're actually going to also have a buffet dinner available for an extra cost, but the doors for that will open at 5:30 p.m. And from there, come in 5:30, 6:30, we start the presentation. To get into the event, that's $10. Once again, that does not include the buffet dinner, but boy, do we have some amazing stuff we want to share. It's a great evening of listening to paranormal evidence taken from the Grant House over a course of 18 minutes, and I think you're going to have a great time listening to it. So once again, that is July 14th, and then, of course, as we've been talking about, the Anderson House with Dave Schrader, that's going to be August 18th through 20th. Now, the tickets are still available. You can still go out, get tickets. You can definitely take part in the event. To stay at the Anderson House, to stay in the hotel room, that is sold out. So you can still get tickets to be part of the two-day event, but the tickets or the rooms are sold out. But if you get tickets, Shara will send you where we're doing the overflow for the hotel. There's a hotel nearby. And you can still take part. It is worth it. Go to charvinity.com and go to the events over in the page. See the full details of what's going to happen that weekend, as well as being able to get tickets and everything else. We're really excited. And then the other thing, as I've been saying, is that a week from tomorrow, Ghostbox Radio goes 5 nights a week. That's Monday through Friday. And it's going to be amazing. That's 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. 5 nights of paranormal, 5 nights of all sorts of good things. I'm really excited. We're getting guests lined up now, going to do some reading, got some authors, got some folks from the TV shows that are going to come on. We're going to have a great time. Hopefully you can join in on us. Please please share the wealth. Please let people know that we're going 5 nights a week. And, Adam, you know, like we said earlier, you're going to be a part of that for some of those days. That's pretty exciting.
I can't wait. This is going to be an absolute blast. For those of you who are definitely fans of the show, what time are we starting? 10 p.m., I believe it is?
10 p.m. Well, 10:05
or 10:05 p.m. And yeah. That is central time for those. And, of course, they will be tossed up on the Spotify's, the iTunes, and everywhere else you can get your podcasts. We'll be doing those as well so you can continue to catch up and stay abreast to what is going on in the world of the paranormal.
And then also, folks, go check out my new website, ghostboxradio.com. It has all the old AM 950 radio shows as well as some of the other networks I've been on. It also has a list of all the events coming up. And I list those events not as Greg's going to be at these events. I list them as these are cool things that you're going to want to check out. So definitely, and just so happened I'm part of them. So check that out. And once we get going here and we have authors, we're going to have a lot of authors on. We're going to have a page up there that's going to list all the books that we're talking about. So you have an easy way to see what books we featured on the show and a way for you to buy them easily. Because the paranormal books, Adam, I don't know if you read, if you know how to read. I don't know what's going on over there. But what I do know is that the books that are getting published now, and the majority of them not by not always by a big publisher, they are amazing. I don't know if you've read any of those.
I've come across a few. One of my favorite ones is actually, we've talked about it before. It's been republished a few times, called Haunted Heartland.
Yeah.
One of the other ones that I really liked, and the only reason I picked it up was because I worked at the gas station that it was at. But one of the small Minnesota presses, early 2000s, had books about the worst storms that came through Minnesota. But one of them was also about Minnesota hauntings. Mm-hmm. And that was done by like Mississippi Mud Press, I believe it was, which is like right off the campus of the University of Minnesota, and very small publishers. But with what Greg's talking about, we're going to have links to those.
Yep.
You guys will be able to pick up these cool books because, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to find them in your Barnes & Nobles in most places.
No.
Or Borders, if that's still a thing. But, you know, we'll have the links, probably get them from Daddy Bezos or get them from they're in their own publishing companies too.
Absolutely. So there's a lot to look forward to. You know, I'm not here. I have to point something out, and I'm sorry. I got to do it. Greg Koss just said hello to Char. He says, I see Char. Hello, lovely lady. Greg, that's not Char. That's Adam.
Hi.
So I know that the lights aren't on, but just wanted – this isn't to publicly humiliate you, but it is something that you need to understand that this is not Char.
It's okay. I've at least he didn't call me Bigfoot.
Well, but there actually, you know, there's no good way out of this.
Let's
just be honest. They shouldn't have brought it up at all, but here
but
we are.
But thank you for the compliment.
Maybe he's misspelled Adam.
It's easy. I mean, they're so close.
They're pretty close.
The cataracts is building up.
Okay. He says in the comments he sees her.
That makes sense. There we go.
That makes sense.
Makes a lot more sense.
I'm like, I know the light's not on in, I don't even know if the studio has a name, Studio Plant.
I like that one.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, but no, it's definitely. And there's a Danielle Wetrick who's does LOL on there.
So we need to report that one. They are stalking me.
She's
been stalking me for the last
from the page.
Yeah, she's been stalking me for the last 21 years.
Oh my gosh, that must be horrible. Huh?
We even had a child. I was hoping that one would take that one away, but no. Now I got two.
So,
I love you, Danielle.
This is the pre-July 4th debacle known as Ghostbox Radio.
But let's actually get to something real quick that I want to get to.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So, with you going 5 nights a week now.
Yes.
And 2 of those nights are going to be at least here, mm-hmm. to where we have to see the plant and the TV,
yes.
and the lights. Mm-hmm. Should I grab some Halloween decorations and bring in that we can just use for your background? Because I got like 4 or 5 tubs at home of just Halloween decorations, because that's really the only holiday we celebrate at home.
I mean,
should we pretty her up for a couple of nights and then, you know, have it down for Matt on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, we could do something. I mean, the plant is interesting, to say the least. And I don't know. I think Char says add a skeleton in the plant.
Ooh,
that could work. That would be signifying my career.
Well, honestly, that one, I think Morgan, my daughter, she's got this one skeleton that we hang out every year that she calls Mr. Bones and absolutely loves that guy. I think I can borrow that from Morgan and bring that in here and have him hanging from the plant like a paratrooper or something like that.
A paratrooper. I like it. I mean, it has the word para in it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that right there makes it well worth the time. So,
or I bring him a little Bigfoot. Well, it was.
A little Bigfoot.
Okay. So here's my nerdiness. We went to Stillwater a few weeks ago. If anybody follows me on Facebook, and I think Greg commented on it too, I took a photo of some creepy dolls at one of the antique stores.
Yes.
While we were at that antique store, I found a Bigfoot action figure. So I bought a Bigfoot action figure and it's sitting on my bookcase at home, mint in box. A Sasquatch action figure.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? I mean,
and then I almost, in that same town, I almost dropped $300 on an old Bela Lugosi Dracula light up yard ornament. But they didn't have the light that went with it. So it was just the shell for like $300.
You might as well just give me $300.
I came very close to buying it. I love the fact my wife talked me out of it, but I came very close to buying that.
That's funny. Those are interesting things. I mean, yeah, we could just have it where I do it from a coffin. You know, I could just be laying in a coffin on the table there, have the microphone go in and just do my bit Thursdays and Fridays from the AM 950 coffin.
Hey, we're not there yet.
Well, I mean, goals then.
Those are definitely
show goals. Yeah. That's gonna be great.
We need to find somebody who's good at woodworking to make that coffin happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are good at woodworking. Make them pretty sturdy. That thing will be like 700 pounds.
Plus, we can get it through the door.
Plus, me being 700 pounds, you know, it's just not. That's what Patrick and everyone else is for. They can yeah, they can bring it down.
They can do all the heavy lifting for us.
No, I like it. I like it a lot. So definitely some very. This has been a very. Productive segment of the show today.
This was our shameless plug segment. But when we get back to the final segment, I would like to hear a little bit more of your freaky encounters from this past week when you were out on the road doing, what, three different paranormal investigations?
Yeah, we did four nights, three locations over four nights, and it was...
You're insane.
It was a lot. And that was another thing of learning. And I know that you're going to get some... seasoned investigators who are going to be like, oh, well, that's what you're in it for. And fair enough. Good for you. Mm-hmm. But no, it was a lot, especially for a couple people who haven't done it a whole lot before and one other who haven't done it in a while. And myself, who's still recovering from COVID, that it's not easy, you know?
No, it's not. It takes a lot out of you mentally and physically.
It sure does. And I'm just like, well, you know, whatever. We got it all figured out. So you're right. Let's do this. Let's take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about some of the locations that we're at. We won't get so sidetracked, but we're just having a good time, and I hope you are too. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And just to remind everybody that within a week... just over a week, Ghost Box Radio moves to five nights a week here on AM 950 at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you want a ghost story before you go to bed, you can definitely listen in. We're going to be talking about, you know, like we're doing today, paranormal. We're also talking about ufology, cryptozoology. We're going to also talk about true crime as well as just some really interesting history-related stuff. And I'm really excited about that. And we're going to be really hitting that hard. I mean, five nights a week, there's so much to do and so much to plan. It's an exciting challenge. I'm looking forward to it, and I think we have a lot of exciting things coming our way. If you have any sort of like suggestions for guests or topics, send me a note over at comment at ghostboxradio.com. That's comment at ghostboxradio.com. So, Adam, I do see that in the chat, because we do have a chat going as well, that we have Ben in the chat. Ben is who I spent the week with.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully I didn't say anything that would frustrate him about anything, but he did say it was a lot, four nights, and he thought that the first night messed him up for the rest of the investigations. I think there's a moment in these investigations when you get something that's dark or playing with you. Maybe it's not dark, you know, certainly not as dark as what I'm seeing in the studio right now, that it can't see you at all. I don't know if it's so much of anything other than that you lose control. You're losing control of the situation because you're no longer in control because you're worried about what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and that can really mess with somebody throughout, like, and the rest of the investigation, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's not – I don't want to call it a loss of confidence, but it is kind of a, all right, I am no longer in charge of what's going on tonight. Now, that's when you ask yourself, is it time to tap out or do you continue?
So there's a point that we were debating to go down to the basement, which we know that this is where this entity came from. When John was doing the Estes method, he did it two different times. Each time it said, first of all, F you, said that word a number of times. And then it said, come down to the basement, bitches.
Yeah, that's when I'd be like, no.
That's when you'd go down there, right?
Me? No, 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 no. That's when I'm like, I'm good here on the first floor, thank you.
And something else happened there I can't really say on the air, but we knew that ultimately we had control of the day. We won the day. But John was still hoping to get downstairs. There was something that through that Estes session, he held. And during the Estes session, he stood up.
Oof.
And I wasn't there to see it because I was looking around. And I went back to look, and he was kind of – it looked confrontational to Ben and his mom. And I just went up to him because I'm like, this has to stop now. And I gently put my hand on his shoulder, and he turned around and he swung at me.
Yeah, no, those are moments when I'm like, all right, this is over. I would have left the house.
And so I caught his arm, I held on to it, and he takes off the blindfold, and it took him a bit to kind of remember where he was. And then he was like, we got to go down to the basement. I think we need to go down to the basement. I'm like, we don't need to go down to the basement. To the point that in the break room, and I, you know, for those of you who don't believe in this sort of thing, you're going to have to listen to it. I energetically put up walls in the rooms that we were safe in, meaning that nothing's going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good at that. But there is this monitor in there, and it had all of the cameras of the place on the monitor, so we could see what's going on. And we're debating at 3 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning still, like, oh, I still would like to go down to the basement. I'd still like to do this. I'd still like to do that. That monitor switched to just – the basement camera.
Well, okay, yeah. No, I wouldn't have gone to the basement.
And Ben, that's when Ben was like, I am going to bed. You know, and it was like, that is it.
I applaud you, Ben. That's when I'm like, yep, time to go, Ben. I'm done.
And so we were just – Ben just wrote, yeah, I was out.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's a nope.
And that's the thing, folks. You're going to these locations. Something bad happens. It's okay to be like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, there's no shame in tapping out. None.
And to the team that's there, you should all be in agreement. If one doesn't want to do it, don't be like, well, we'll see you later. Or especially if it's two people and the other person's like, yeah, well, we'll see you around. It has to be a team effort. And one of the other words that came through a couple times in the Estes session was divide.
Wow.
Yeah. Divide, come to the basement.
Yep. No. I'm with Ben. I'm going to bed.
And that was really that was kind of eye-opening. So I'd kept saying when John wanted to go down to the basement, I'd be like, remember, it said divide. If we were to do it, two would be staying upstairs, two would be going downstairs.
Yeah, no.
That's a divide.
Okay, even listening to that, encounter. You can't see it because I'm wearing a hoodie and a Stark encounter. I actually got goose pimples. I mean, that one's very freaky. That, you know, I'm in total. The first time, first of all, if you're doing an Estus session or a ghost box, please remember, folks, you're on the AM or FM dial here. And if you are getting the F word, that's not coming from a terrestrial broadcast.
That's exactly it.
So before you poo-poo that, just remember that fact.
Yeah, nope. And that's always and we were getting that, we got it somewhere else. We got that at the McIntyre. We got the F word coming through and we got the word hate. And that's when we were just like, I think we're done. Mm-hmm. We're done here for a while. But yeah, and that was just it. It's like, and just to kind of balance this out, and I can't really say what we did there, but Ben and his mom did some amazing things that night at the location that was very helpful to spirits. Very big, very, very important. And I do want to call them out for that because, you know, I'm saying that, you know, that they've, you know, they had faced all this other stuff, but there was some very good things that happened that they were needed for that. And I do want to just make sure that that is very clear that there is that happened and that they were absolutely wonderful with that.
Yeah, you were telling me about that off air. Very good job, you guys.
Yeah.
Very good job.
It's incredible. And we have about 20 minutes of audio that is an incredible Estes session that Ben's mom was the one listening on the headset.
Oh, wow.
And it was like you would think that we were all just with no headsets, no spirit box, that we're just talking back and forth. We'd ask questions. We'd say something, and she would respond. There was no lag. There was no like off weird things that didn't really make sense. It was a lot of really interesting and very on topic responses to that.
And I think that's the best part too of paranormal investigation.
Totally.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, it's like reliving a moment of history with an individual that you can never truly talk to anymore.
Yeah.
It's a person without a body telling their story.
Yeah. And if you have the opportunity to help them in any way,
do it.
And you know, there was another location that and I won't say where, that we're using Spirit Box, and all of a sudden through Spirit Box, Greg comes through, my name. I'm like, is there something I can help you with? And on the Spirit Box said, cross over. And that's what I do. I do that a lot. And I'm going to be honest, I think I'm pretty decent at it. So that was something that I was really excited about. And, you know, it just goes to show the stuff that we're doing here is worthwhile. You know, it makes a difference. So yeah, that's it. You know, that's it. So I guess the moral of the story, Adam, is if you're going to these places, respect what you hear, because it could be something, it could turn bad real fast.
These are still people without bodies. Respect them.
Everyone, thank you very much. Adam, thanks for stepping in today.
See you in 5 nights a week.
Absolutely. We'll be back. Have a great 4th of July, and we'll talk to you later.